This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. While Denver's U.S. Patent and Trademark Office prepares to close, there are conflicting reports of how many people work in the regional hub. Federal officials say the number was fewer than 10 as of December, but a former outreach director told CPR News that recently well above 30 people work there in person daily and have now been let go. Additionally, about another 300 employees teleworked with the office. It's unclear if they'll have to physically report to agency headquarters near D.C. Democratic Senator Michael Bennet says he regrets voting to confirm Coloradan Chris Wright as Energy Secretary. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Bennet says he's talked to Secretary Wright off and on about different aspects of Trump's energy policy and its impact on Colorado, but has not spoken with him yet about the awards Wright cut off to the state on Thursday. The cuts targeted 16 states, all of which did not vote for Trump in 2024. Bennet says no secretary should punish states out of a partisan framework.
No cabinet member should ever distribute funds in a partisan way or cut funds off in a partisan or political way. And certainly knowing what I know now, I would never have voted for him.
In a statement, Wright said the projects didn't advance the nation's energy needs, but the department kept funding for similar projects in several red states. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The newest rest area on Vail Pass reopened this week. The Department of Transportation says it is safer for drivers, trucks, and for people who go to Vail Pass to recreate. The rest area has been under construction for 2 years. This is CPR News in KRCC. Good morning.